Smith, Stay With Me.
Oh, won't you stay with me?
Sam Smith was the big winner with 4 Grammys, including Best Song and Record of the Year.
I want to thank the man who this record is about for breaking my heart because you got me 4 Grammys.
Speaking of heartbreakers, I wonder how Tom Petty took the news.
Well, I won't back down.
Stay with me.
No, I won't back down.
Either way, Smith did away with the competition.
I'm so fancy. From the chandelier.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
This time it wasn't Taylor Swift that needed to shake it off.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
It was Beck, who scored an upset for Album of the Year, only for Kanye West to take the stage in protest. This time the stunt seemed like self-deprecating humor until he said this after the show.
Beck needs to respect artistry, and he should have given his award to Beyonce.
Hey Kanye, Beck has another song for you.
I'm a loser, baby.
Beyonce did win Best R&B Performance.
I love y'all. I'd like to thank my beloved husband. I love you deep.
While Kanye joined Rihanna and Paul McCartney for one of the better live performances of the night.
4 or 5 seconds from wildin'.
Overall, the live performances were filled with somber ballads and political PSAs, which had some viewers echoing The Dark Knight.
Why so serious?
However, the seriousness paid off with a brilliant Selma finale between Common and John Legend.
We'll cry glory.
Still, there were a few upbeat numbers, starting with AC/DC at the top of the show. Followed by Miranda Lambert, who won Best Country Album.
You can't ride in my little red wagon.
Pharrell, who performed a song you've probably never heard. Ah, who are we kidding? It's still catchy. Just like that swanky duet between Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, reviving Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers in a preview of their Kennedy Center performance this summer. We have more on WTOP.com's entertainment page. I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.